So, just over a decade ago, a team of underwater explorers were working on an exploration and survey mission off the western coast of Cuba. And that's when their sonar equipment started picking up some very disturbing and weird series of fluctuations that represented stone structures lying some 650 meters below the surface. The structures appeared completely analogous against the rest of the barren desert of the ocean floor. In other words, the equipment was clear at showing a nice flat floor, and then boom, out of nowhere was this city. They were symmetrically organized stones, reminiscent of urban development, and a lot of people were speculating that this could be the lost city of Atlantis, but we'll get into that. Atlantis is the entire planet. This planet used to be called Atlantis, and when the first flood came, that's when the sinking of Atlantis happened, and that's when those that kept the power corrupted themselves and kept it, and after the flood, those that didn't know, and we'll get into all that in a different podcast. So if you like what you're hearing, definitely like the episode, and don't forget to subscribe for the rest of what we're about to delve into. And getting back to these pyramids off the coast of Cuba, the discovery was first made in 2001 when Pauline Zelitsky, a marine engineer, and her husband Paul Weinzweig, owners of a Canadian company called Advanced Digital Communications, were working on a survey mission in conjunction with the Cuban government off the tip of Guanacabibes Peninsula in the Pinar del Rio province of Cuba. And Advanced Digital Communications was one of four firms working in joint venture with President Fidel Castro's government to explore Cuban waters, which hold hundreds of treasure-laden ships from the Spanish colonial era. So they weren't so surprised when they found something other than flat sand. What they were surprised was it wasn't a sunken ship, it was a bunch of rocks. So the team, using advanced sonar equipment to scan the 2 square kilometer area of the sea floor, when they noticed a series of symmetrical and geometric stone structures resembling an urban complex. Now, upon studying the sonar image, Zelitsky observed that what appeared to be unusual formations of smooth blocks, crests, and geometric shapes. Some of the blocks looked like they were built in pyramid shapes, and others were circular. And in July 20, 2001, they returned to the site with geologist Manuel Iturralde, senior researcher of Cuba's Natural History Museum, and this time equipped with a remotely operated vehicle to examine the film the structures. The images revealed large blocks of stone resembling granite, measuring about 8 feet by 10 feet. Some blocks appeared deliberately stacked atop one another, very monolithic in nature. Others appeared isolated from the rest, as if they might have suffered some damage or maybe weren't finished construction. Zelitsky said that the images appeared to reflect the ruins of a submerged city, but was reluctant to draw any conclusions without further evidence. And these are extremely peculiar structures. They have been captured our imagination, but you know, the governments and the powers that be are going to keep these things quiet because they cannot make answers for them, and they don't know how to account for them. Now, these are estimated to be over 50,000 years old. Now, that's 30,000 years older than the pyramids we talked about in our last podcast that were located off of the coast of Portugal. Now, these pyramids are located off of the coast of Cuba, and they are speculated to be over 50,000 years old. So what does that tell us, guys? That tells us everything we need to know about these pyramids being scattered all across the planet. And there's a lot more that we haven't even discovered yet, especially the ones that are inundated under the oceans and some of the, maybe the larger lakes. This is reality. We have pictures, we have video, and now we have sonar and radar proof due to modern technology. So why are all these pyramids here? What are they all doing? Well, if you've ever been to a doctor, you know what a stethoscope does. A stethoscope can hear inside of your body. And that's what the pyramids are doing. They're listening to the planet. They're listening to her growth. And they're monitoring that growth and sending signals back in real time to the moon so the moon can make adjustments to keep us in our trajectory of the 72,888-year cycle, the grand procession, the great year. And that is why all of these pyramids are here. That is their one form function along in conjunction with the moon. And it is to terraform this planet to make it habitable for humans. That's all I've got on the pyramids of Cuba. And make sure you like and subscribe, because we will be talking about more pyramids in other locations, underwater, above ground, and otherwise. So stay tuned.
Over. Can you hear me? Over.